If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, or become more, then you are a leader. What's up, good people? This is Anthony DeLoach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, I am going to be discussing how to become an effective leader. That's right, how to become an effective leader. Now, before I jump right into the content of this episode, I do want to let you know that this podcast is being brought to you by the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy is the premier community for professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to build, launch, and grow their online business. If you are a professional or entrepreneur and you're ready to start a successful online business, then you need to be in this community. We give you all the training, the mentoring, and the coaching that you need to launch a successful online business. Go to www.anthonydeloach.com/join, and you can get all the information on the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and you can get started today for only $7. That's right, $7 for your first 30 days in the community. Go ahead and get started in this community so you can launch your business. I look forward to seeing you guys once you join. Now into today's episode of the podcast. We're going to be talking about how to become an effective leader. Leadership is an essential function in today's society. It's essential in business. It's essential in schools. It's essential in churches. It's essential everywhere that you go. If you're going to be leading people and building a tribe, it's all about your leadership skills. I know you thought it was all about sales and marketing and funnels and all of these other things, but it's all about leadership. If you're going to build a large tribe, then you need to be an effective leader. So I want to go into a few things that will help you be more effective. Now, the first thing that you want to do for your followers, because being a leader is all about serving your followers. You just serve them at a capacity for leadership. So the first thing you want to do for your followers is to become an encourager of their dreams. So your followers are looking to you for encouragement, and you should be the one that's encouraging their dreams and encouraging their positive outcomes, encouraging them to step out on faith. You want to be that main encourager in their lives, and that will allow them to follow you with confidence because they know that you're someone who really wants to see them achieve their dreams and achieve their goals. Now, on the next tip, I want to tell you that you need to justify their failures. Now, I know that may sound a little funny because you're like, why would I justify their failures? Well, they need a leader that's going to tell you, hey, you failed, but you're not the only one who's failed. You're going to say, I failed. The most successful people in the world, they failed. So I'm going to justify your failure. You should fail your way to success. And you allow your person to understand that failure is not final, but it's actually a part of the process of success. And let them know that they're not flawed because they failed at something. And this is going to allow them to have more confidence in you, because most people are telling them, or they have it in their head that they're a failure because they failed at something. The next thing that you want to do is help them eradicate their fears. That's right, eradicate their fears. You want to encourage them and give them the confidence to go out and pursue amazing things. They may fear failure, like we were just talking about. They may fear what they're going to do if they become successful. They may fear what their family and friends are going to say about them. They may fear looking like a fool. They may fear something not working out the way they plan. But what you want to do is help them eradicate that fear by giving them positive affirmations, by telling them what is possible, by showing them through your action that they need not to fear. The next thing that you want to do is you want to confirm their suspicions. See, a lot of people, when they start following a new leader, you want to confirm the suspicions that they've had all along. If I talk about weight loss, a lot of people will say, well, they have suspicions that just exercising is not going to help you lose weight. They've been suspicious about that. So when you go and tell them, hey, if you're working out every day and you're not losing weight, there is a reason why. Or if you've been dieting for a long time and you haven't lost any weight, there is a reason why. You've been set up. You've been duped by American society. And when you tell them that, they've always had that suspicion that it wasn't them, that it was something else. So you want to confirm their suspicions. The last thing that you want to do also to become an effective leader is you want to help them throw rocks at their enemies, right? The reason why I say this, and that's a funny topic, is that the reason why people follow people who help them throw rocks at their enemies, they want to say, hey, look, you're a hater of mine. You've been pursuing, me in a hateful way for a long time or whatever it is. They need someone that'll step up and say, you know what? They are wrong. You can succeed. Their opinion does not matter. And that your success is going to show them that it is the greatest revenge. Success is always the greatest revenge of all. So they need someone to confirm that for them and someone to tell them, yeah, tell that person to go shove it and you go out and be successful. So you want to be all of that for your followers. You want to encourage their dreams. You want to justify their failures. You want to eradicate their fears. You want to confirm their suspicions, and you want to be the one that tells them it's okay to throw rocks at your enemies. So guys, these are some tips that you can use to actually become an effective leader and lead people to their dreams and their goals and to the point of them being successful. All right, guys, I hope this has helped. I want you to go ahead and implement this into your business today. I want you to start doing this. Find out what you can do today to become an effective, more effective leader. Take some of these principles, take at least one of them, and start implementing it in your business immediately, and watch you start seeing results from that process. All right, guys, until the next episode, I want to tell you to go out and crush it and have an incredible day. I'm out. We'll